Happy Thursday, everybody. Thanks so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for Sunday night's live call-in show. Again, this show was originally recorded on Sunday night, July 19th, 2020, where we take your calls discussing all of the happenings down at Walt Disney World. This was the first week in over 5 months that we've had all four theme parks open to discuss. We get into the situation where the studios and Epcot throw a lot of wrinkles into the situation with the theme park reservation system and how complex adding these two parks to Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom make your planning a little bit more difficult, but also can add a lot of fun to your next trip. So we have take great calls and have fun Disney conversation over the next hour. Don't forget, you can support the show three ways. Book your next trip with the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. Check out all the great services they offer you over at themagicforless.com. You can also use our Amazon affiliate link at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, become a patron of the show. Get some extra content. Support us in these times where travel is slow. We sure appreciate that. Just check out everything we offer over at patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Sunday night, everybody. Welcome to yet another Be Our Guest Podcast community check-in show here live on Facebook from the Be Our Guest Podcast studios in lovely and rainy St. Peter's, Missouri. Hope everybody's having a great wrap to your weekend. So glad to see so many folks dropping in the Facebook page here as we record live every Sunday night at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, right here on Facebook. You can join us if you're listening to this on the feed on Thursday. Set your reminder on your digital assistant to join us this Sunday night coming up, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central on Facebook. You can just sit back and listen to the Disney conversation, or you even better, you can give us a call as we discuss all things Disney at 407-413-9395. Oh my gosh, I know this is not Disney related, but I do keep Twitter up. I've learned this during the pandemic that I always keep Twitter up during these live call-in shows because more than once we've gotten breaking news during a show while we're live on the air, and so I like to get to that news, but this, and I've been given this, you don't even know how many times people have sent me these tweets this week. But my local channel, Camovitas, has tweeted about the new Taco Bell menu, which is breaking my heart. Getting rid of the Fritos burrito and the spicy tostada. And they're getting rid of nachos. What? Anyway, that's not Disney talk, but Taco Bell, how you doing that to me? You know, you guys know how much I love Taco Bell. But anyway, let's talk Disney. Hey, think about it. This is a historic week. For the first time since March, we have all four Disney theme parks open at the same time. As we met last week on Sunday night, we had two parks open at that time. The Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom had been open, and we had some cast member previews. Then we had some annual pass holder previews. And then we had the opening to the general public on the 11th. And then this week, we've had Epcot open, and we've had Disney's Hollywood Studios, which I think, personally, again, looking at this from a distance, when you added the studios in Epcot, it added a whole bunch more layers to the situation. Of course, over at the studios, you have the only virtual queue on property with Rise of the Resistance. So that added an element to all this, complexity of the theme park reservation systems and getting on attractions, trying to keep social distancing. Also, on top of that, we also have, if you think about Rise of the Resistance and you follow on social media or you've been to Walt Disney World since it's opened in the last fall, Rise is a very complex attraction. It's super complex. And so as such, many times it goes down. It's still not perfect. I was hoping maybe coming out of this, months and months of closure, that they might have worked out all those things. But I guess it's one of those things. Once you get the guests through, things can happen. So even today, earlier today, as I was watching on social media, they're having to adjust to what happens when the attraction goes down for 30 minutes and you have guests socially distanced but stuck inside of like the hangar on the attraction or in a queue area. You know, it's something they're working out, but that's another layer to it. Of course, too, over at the studios, you have Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, which from what I'm seeing is getting the longest queues of the longest lines of anywhere. I saw over 100 minutes yesterday at Mickey and Minnie's, which I get. It's the new hotness, and it was only open for just a blink of time before the parks closed. So, for example, if I go down in the fall, it's looking like, you know, that's going to be what I want to ride. That's the only new attraction that I really need to hit so that I can talk about it, so that I can, you know, post that I've ridden it and all that good stuff and have fun, have a new experience at Walt Disney World. So the studios, and of course the studios, the smallest park, but it's really got a lot going on, especially in this time of no fast passes. Because if you think about it, you got Tower, you got Rock and Roller Coaster, you got Toy Story Mania, you have Slinky Dog Dash, Smuggler's Run, Rise of the Resistance, Star Tours. I mean, you have a lot going on over there, and I think that's going to be very attractive to folks to want to go to that park. Because remember, it used to be, you know, before this closure, you could hop over there, hop this. You got to commit now. You got to make a commitment. That's where I'm going to be this day. That's where I'm going to, you know, hang my hat for Tuesday or for Wednesday or whatever day of the week it is. I'm going to go there. So when you're there, I would imagine you're going to try to see all the headliners, because I doubt you're going to use, if you're there for like 4 or 5 nights, you're probably going to have to spend 3 days at the studios and then, you know, skip another park. You're probably going to want to spread it out. So I think the opening of the studios opened up a, you know, a big can of worms and brought in some complexity. Because I'll be honest, I'm personally thinking about going down here soon with Mallory, just Mallory and I. It's great AP rates at Pop Century, and we both have annual passes. I have free air on Southwest with some frequent flyer miles, so I'm looking into it. And I'll be, you know, I'll be honest, seeing these crowds or lack of at the parks really has me curious. And I, you know, I'm trying to think about this and figure it out. But man, I'm just telling you, it's tempting, and I've been looking into it. So who knows? We'll see. But it could happen here in August. That's all I'm saying. I'm feeling confident. But anyway, when we add Epcot to the situation, here's what I want to say about Epcot, because that's kind of my studio stuff over at Epcot. Though, of course, we got the light version of Food and Wine that started on July 15th when the park opened to the public. It looks like it's getting rave reviews. People are liking what they're seeing. They're snacking. The attractions, you know, not too long of wait times. Of course, there's still a ton of construction, which is a mess, but that was going to be here nor there. But the thing is, I have some friends down there today that are at Epcot, the Perrins. They're good friends of ours. They sailed with us on the podcast cruise last summer. And I've been texting with Robert. He's been giving me updates from the time they flew down from Nashville this morning to where they currently are in their day. And it's been interesting because I'm in a huge research mode, because I'm really wanting to go, but I'm not going to go until I feel super comfortable with, and I know I can't feel 100% comfortable, but I'm getting feedback. Some of my friends have flown since this has started. I'm really curious about the airport situation. Scott went through yesterday. Orlando International is a ghost town. The parents went through this morning, ghost town. So just real quick, before we take the calls, just give you a little feedback on that. They flew down. They said Southwest is very, and I heard this from Delta with Scott, you know, the enforcement is 100% masks, social distancing, everybody's serious on the plane. Both people said they felt more comfortable on the plane now than they did pre-pandemic. I don't know if that's true, but that's what they told me. Upon arrival in Orlando, both folks sent me pictures. I mean, it is a ghost town at MCO. And so they moved through. Now, here's something you got to know if you're heading down anytime soon or anytime in the future. You do have to pick up your own bags. They're not going to deliver bags to your room anymore, Magical Express. So you do got to go down to the carousel, grab your bags, and you'll put them on the bus with you under the bus and handle your own bags. You can get Bell Services once you're at your hotel, but they do not do baggage delivery nor resort airline check-in at this point. So that has gone away. Just heads up there. So anyway, when Robert got to Magical Express this morning, because Scott didn't take it, but when Robert got there, he texted me the sign. It said the wait time from this point for Magical Express is 60 minutes. And I was like, ooh, okay, that's interesting. But the thing was, he was on a bus within 10 minutes, and they loaded the bus from the back to the front. They told everybody exactly where to sit, and they kept at least 2 rows between all parties on the Magical Express bus. And his bus only had 13 people on it. They're staying at the Riviera, but they went through Pop Century first. So Seems super comfortable. Last thing I want to say before I open up the phone lines, they went directly to Epcot. So it landed at 10:30. They were in Epcot before noon. So that's not bad at all. Here's my only concern about this whole thing, besides the virus. I'm totally concerned about COVID and all this stuff going on. But the one concern that I have right now, as far as, you know, all four parks are open outside of the numbers outside of Walt Disney World in Florida. That's not a good thing right now. But the one thing that I'm really getting concerned about over the last few days is the feasibility of keeping a park like Epcot open when I'm seeing these pictures that my buddy Robert sent me today. So he's, you know, and he's very excited because he's there and he's there with hardly anybody. I mean, he saw the characters go by on a kind of like a wagon, you know, they went by. He's sending me all these pictures of snacking back in France and the food and wine booths and all this stuff. And he's showing the promenade at Epcot. And I mean, in any shot, there might be, you know, 15 people in the shot at Epcot. And I mean, I'm talking like for 100 yards down, 15 people. So at some point, you know, what's the feasibility? What's the economics of this whole situation? Is it worth having a theme park open for minimal crowds? Because you have to have a certain number of people in there spending money, buying tickets, buying mugs, buying T-shirts to make this all work because there's so many employees. So I hope that, you know, trust me, I want to go down because of low crowds. But then again, without people in the parks, it's not going to be feasible for Disney to stay open. So we'll see how it goes. But that is my concern. But I'm very excited to be talking about four theme parks being open. Now let's get the rest of those resorts open here eventually. Let's get Typhoon Lagoon and Blizzard Beach open again. You know, we have Disney Springs been open since May, so we're moving in the right direction. You know, I'm always looking at trends. We're trending in the right direction as far as openings, and everybody's having a good time, it seems like, and everybody feels it. And I've talked to a lot of people, and they say they feel safe. So that's the best I can, you know, hope for, is that everybody feels safe, everybody has fun, and you know, we can get in there and do the best we can. So 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. We also had a listener that wanted to talk about Christmas down at Walt Disney World over on Instagram. So we can totally talk about that. The main question, though, that she had was a question for me asking if I think the Christmas festivities will happen at Walt Disney World. And to be honest, we have no idea. I would say right now, probably not, but you never know. I mean, look, the only thing we got to go on is Halloween, and right now the Halloween parties have all been canceled. So if things improve, yes, we'll probably see some Christmas activities. If things do not, we probably won't because of social distancing. We just really have to kind of cross our fingers and hope that numbers get better. You know, they can increase the crowds. They can do the things that we're used to doing, you know, in prior years. But as things stand right now, I think Disney's really focused on their core, which is, you know, getting people in, riding attractions, seeing some shows, and kind of going from there. So let's get to our first call of the night. All right, we have our first caller. Hey, who's joining us? Caller, are you there?
Mike.
Yes.
It's Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, what's going on?
Not much, just finished up doing the park passes for my mom next month.
Oh, nice. So what'd you get?
I got her all four parks, Epcot, Hollywood Studios, Magic Kingdom, and Animal Kingdom.
Very nice. Yeah, I'm tempted. I'm looking at the calendar. I'm looking at like the first or second week of August, and things are looking good and pricing at Pop Century. And like I said, passes are square. I got plane tickets covered with frequent flyer miles. I don't know. I could honestly go there probably as cheap as I could go to Six Flags, which is 15 minutes from here.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think we're going the 7th through the 10th of August.
It's in the ballpark of what I'm looking at too. It's somewhere in there. Everything in my life revolves around cheerleading practice, but you know, other than that, yes. And I don't cheerlead, but Mallory does. Yes.
No. Yeah.
So what else you got on your mind?
I was just talking about the opening day of Hollywood Studios was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So I got there probably about 9:30-ish. They actually let some people on rides a little early. I got off. I got boarding group 5, which is the lowest I've ever gotten.
Yeah.
At the 10 o'clock. Got called back in like 9 minutes. Rode Tower a couple times. When I got over there, those boarding groups, like once you actually get in line, it's at a crawl. Like it's going so slow.
Mm-hmm. Now, you'd done the boarding groups though prior to the closures, right? Where they kind of knock them out.
Oh yeah. I've been on that thing about 10 times already.
Okay.
Yeah, because normally you get your boarding group and you get called back in here. There might be a little bit of a wait, but you're almost like constantly moving, kind of. This, it's like you'd move a couple spots and you'd sit for like 10 minutes. Like it was going very slow.
Mm-hmm. Well, too.
And then I know.
It's a perception for us too, because like I'm seeing lines that I'm like, oh my Lord, like the line is so far back, you know, for like Haunted Mansion or something. But the thing is with social distancing, that's like a 10-minute wait, but it's just everybody's so spread. I think it's just for folks that have been there so many times, I think you have to get past your previous knowledge base and kind of you got to reprogram yourself. But like I said, like Rise is going to be slower. Lines are going to look extremely long where probably they're no longer than a normal day. So I got to kind of reteach myself.
Oh, yeah, that happened to me. Like I was at Epcot and it said 60 minutes and it was outside, but I was off the ride in like 30 minutes. So it all depends, but I will say I think out of all four parks, Hollywood Studios is going to be the one where you're gonna have wait times, because when I was there opening day, I couldn't think it was opening day, but like Tower always hovered around 40, 45, Mickey Me was always around 60, Flaky Dog kind of fluctuated, but especially once that rain hit. Those indoor attractions, those wait times skyrocketed.
Yeah. And plus, I think a lot of folks, I mean, you think about it, Studios is a huge draw. I think it's probably got to be the biggest draw behind Magic Kingdom. And I don't even know, you know, if you look at the AP, like people that just have APs, the only park that is sold out, at least that I saw, or maybe I'm wrong, is the Studios. Like the Studios is definitely where the APs are going as far as the theme park reservations.
Oh yeah. Because my mom was freezing silver. She wanted to go to Hollywood Studios, and once her passed up, I said, "Well, the only way we're going is if we get, you know, like one of those Disney Springs resorts, which is what we did. So we're underneath the resort guest category."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it's funny because when you go through that theme park reservation system, which I did a few times this week, just kind of familiarize myself with it. You know, obviously, as you go up the levels and once you hit resort guest, anything is open. You know, you don't have to really sweat anything. But like if you're just an AP holder with no, you know, or just actually just a ticket holder, say you're a Magic Your Way ticket holder with no resort reservation. I mean, there's still quite a bit of availability. It's not like it's sold out anywhere, but, you know, it's you can see that it loosens up. They want to get you on property ASAP.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. The next time an AP can go to Hollywood Studios is August 31st.
Yeah, I thought it was in September. Yeah, I was like, ooh, that's, you know, but, yeah, I mean, I wish there was a better way because, you know, I'm an AP, but, you know, because I'm in Missouri. If I'm going to be down there, I'm going to have to get a hotel. So it's like, it doesn't really affect me, but I feel for people that are Floridians that want to get in, I wish there was like a, you know, some kind of like a rolling pool each day or, you know, the night before they could say, okay, you know, but I don't know how they determine that. You know, I'm not into all the statistics of it all. I just wish there was kind of a way that you didn't have to wait, but I get why it's there.
Oh yeah. I will say Epcot, I don't know what it was. Epcot, like it felt normal with the taste of Epcot, but I felt like there was something missing. I don't know if it was because there were so few people, but it felt weird being in Epcot. You don't know why.
Here's one thing that I've always, and if you've listened to the show for a long time, you know that I say this. Like, I like Pop Century because it's always busy. Like, it's got a heartbeat. It's got an energy. I like that in the summer. I've been during off times for like media events, you know, and like weird times, like early May. I went down for a Disney Springs thing one time, and it was super low crowd levels, which I thought I was going to love, but I felt kind of, it felt weird to me. Like, I'm used to being in there in the summer where it's hot. There's a lot of families. And, you know, these pictures I'm seeing from Epcot, it's like a 50-50 thing. I'm super drawn to it. But then again, when I'm there, it's going to be, you know, it looks almost like a ghost town. And I don't know if I like that, you know, other than like I can walk, you know, get on Soarin' quickly and all my favorite rides. But when I'm walking World Showcase, I need energy. You know, I need people. So I don't know. You know, the one thing, though, that's really got me curious about going to, I love Mariachi Cobre, the mariachi band from Mexico. And I know that they're playing on the main stage at American Gardens Theater, and I love those guys, and I really want to see them rock it out. I love that band.
Yeah, I think when I was there, because I know they rotate them out. I know when I was there, they were playing. I know they rotate with, like, the Jammers. There's definitely, like, excitement, and it's busy around Norway. That's just because of Frozen. Mm-hmm. And then right around probably between I think it's France. Mm-hmm. Kind of between France and Canada is where you're going to have the most people because of the Skyway, and everyone likes France and Canada and all that. And that's where I saw the bulk of people.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited. I mean, if for anything else, the one reason I want to get down there is for the fact that I just want to say I was there during this historic time, because I, you know, crossing my fingers, I hope that, say, a year from now, I don't know if that's conservatively or hopefully, but a year from now, hopefully, you know, the crowds are back and everybody's like, I cannot believe that in the summer that there was that low of crowds, but I can at least say I was there, you know, for a couple days. I wouldn't be there long.
I went down to say I was there for the opening, and I got the masks just to get them. But the reason my mom wants to get on, yeah, she wants to ride rides, but she likes to take photos. Mm-hmm. So she's like almost empty parks with my camera. She's like, I can get some almost amazing pictures.
I'm all about that too. I love taking pictures. Now, I will say, you guys know that I take a lot of selfies every morning when I run and when I'm on my vacations. It's still when I see people sending their pictures with their masks on at the Disney parks, I think it still freaks me out. It looks so weird. Like, you will not be seeing a lot of those pictures from me. I just think people with masks on still looks, especially at a Disney park, weird. I'm not used to it yet. I'm just not.
Yeah. I mean, I've been 4 days and I'm still getting used to it, but I'm still like when I was down early in the week for the opening two parks, I walked over from, we haven't talked about your favorite resort, the B Resort.
Oh my gosh, yes. And the chair's gone, apparently, the $1 million chair they were telling me about.
I didn't see it. I didn't see it. Only one elevator worked. So I waited like 15 minutes for an elevator.
Yep.
Couldn't find where to get a pull towel. But when I walked over to the Springs to get some Blaze pizza, it was weird because I had my neck gaiter on just for around the hotel. Because then when I got over, I was like, oh crap, I got to put on. I'm like, I have to switch to the other mask, and it was just weird. And I know they've changed the rule, but it was weird. It's like you could tell there were people who were just walking around with like a Starbucks drink, like half empty, just to have their mask off.
Yeah, they changed that rule today. Did you say, or yesterday?
Yep.
There's new signs now. You have to be stationary. I love how they put that. Disney says if you're eating or drinking, you must be stationary. That's so against food and wine.
it really is. I'm sitting at a table, but like that happened to me at Hollywood Studios. I had I forget what drink I had. I was like actually walking towards Tower of Terror. So I had just a mess below and taking so like it wasn't like, you know, take a sip, walk 100 yards. I was actually drinking. I kind of was stopping and said, hey, can you just, you know, put your mask up in between sips? I was like, yeah, that's fine, but I guess too many people were just walking around. Too many people just walk around with just like a bottle of water.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, I'm drinking.
I'll be honest. When this first came out and we didn't know how this was all going to go, when we first started hearing about the mask, Scott and I both texted each other and said, dude, the heck is to have a pretzel in one hand, a soda in the other hand. You don't have to wear a mask because you're constantly eating and drinking. You know, like we were joking with each other, but you know, I mean, remember, I taught sixth grade for 17 years. and this is how everything works. Like, there's always going to be that person who can find the fine line. Like, I've seen people in California that are fighting the masks that have, they have full on like masks over their nose and mouth, but they're made out of wire, you know, like chicken wire. So I mean, it's a mask, but I mean, what's the point? You know, it's like just trying to, you know, jerks kind of thing.
Yeah. I will say the one, two things I know. I noticed when I went on Grand Fiesta Tour, it was my first ride at Epcot. No, sorry, second night. It was on a spaceship breakfast. But I noticed, because there was like no one in line, that as the boats in front of me were getting out, they were right then and there cleaning the boats and then sending them on through. So having to wait for 2 hours, they were doing that. But that Grand Fiesta Tour queue is, if like I'm 6'3", I got broad shoulders. I was hitting both sides of the plexiglass. It's that tight in there.
Oh no. I'm a wide-shouldered guy, kind of. Yeah, that's do you, okay, here's the one thing. We got to take some other calls. I just want to ask you one other thing, and then we'll get rolling. We'll do this every Sunday night, so we'll be back next week. But because I kind of mentioned this with Pam, and I think this is true. I've heard this from a few people. Does the plexiglass kind of disappear after, like, a day or two? I mean, I'm assuming, like, when I first get there, it's going to be startling because I'm going to see it everywhere, you know? But then... Do you get used to it more quickly than you think, or is it something you're still seeing?
I'll say it every now and then. Like there'd be times where I'll like the Grand Fiesta Tour, where pretty much the entire queue was nothing but plexiglass. It's kind of just, yeah, you can definitely tell it's there when you're hitting it with your shoulders. But like on Seven Dwarfs, it's just a few sections. I mean, yeah, you might see it if you see, like, you know, the please do not touch sticker on them. But even that, I just don't even see that anymore.
That's cool. Yeah, I mean, like I told Pam Forrester, we were recording a show the other day, and I was a hockey player, and I spent many a few parts of games in penalty boxes. So I think I'm going to feel back at home in between the plexiglass. So it'll be like a homecoming for me.
Yeah, one last quick thing. I rode the Skyliner. I did it from Epcot to Caribbean to Pop and back. The whole time I was there, I didn't see anyone clean. Like, I didn't know if they were going to – I don't know if they're under the two-hour rule as well. So if anyone knows the cleaning procedure for Skyliner, they should probably call in. Because at least when I went, I didn't see it, but there was hardly anyone on the Skyliner.
Okay, here's the question too. But Mallory and I were talking about this, because if we go, we're staying at Pop, and she's never seen the Skyliner. So there's a lot I want to show her. She's never seen Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff. So she wanted to know. She kind of made a good point, but I mean, she's 12, and I didn't have a real answer. I don't know. Like, I've never seen this discussed. I don't know. Do you have to keep your mask on in the Skyliner if it's just like you and your daughter? Because it's just you guys.
I will say I took my mask off. Well, I just pulled it down. No one said anything to me, but I always pulled it back up
when you came
we were
in.
Coming in the station.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that would have been, but the thing looks like it's getting ready to crash into the station. Put that sucker up.
Yeah, just to make sure. But yeah, in between, I had it off.
Yeah, I've wondered. So I mean, I haven't heard.
There's so much airflow through there.
Yeah. I mean, I figured, you know, that could be a nice little break, you know, for the 3-4 minutes and the air's blowing and it's just you, you know, and you're in a little pod. I haven't heard. So I didn't know, but it makes sense. But, you know, but you're right. As I was coming to the station, I'd be like, whoop, I don't want to get in trouble. They can't see you in there when you're, you know, when you're going. So I guess not. I don't, unless they have some kind of secret camera. I don't think they can.
Yeah, well, I'll get off so they can.
Hey, Jeff, I appreciate it.
And also,
hey, and thanks for all, thanks for all the videos.
I'm happy.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I'm happy you're finally getting your baseball.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Yes. Next week, Thursday's opening day, Friday for the Cardinals. Got to beat those Pirates. All right. Hey, thanks for posting all the live videos on the chat, too.
Oh, yeah. I normally don't watch baseball, but this year I'll work for the Cardinals.
Yes. They're a bunch of good guys. We'll have you in Cardinal Nation, Jeff. All right. Have a good one, buddy. Take care. Good talking to you.
Have a good one.
Okay. Bye-bye. 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. Good to hear from Jeff live from the middle of the action down in Florida. We have our next call. Alfred's here. Alfred, what's going on? Happy Sunday.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing good.
That's good. So, I have a question.
Yes.
Now I've started thinking about all this stuff. And because of the way there's no fast pass, there's no... There's probably no single rider anymore.
I don't think so.
What about the disability?
I've heard that you go to City Hall or guest relations or whatever, and it's kind of a modified system. I do not know exactly how they're handling that. I'll be honest, I don't know.
So they are still doing it then?
I think it's going to be like, again, I don't know 100% on this. I'm just reading stuff on social media. That's one of the things I want to ask about when I go down, because I'd rather ask somebody at City Hall and get like, because you think about it, if you ask somebody at City Hall or at the studios, at guest relations, you're going to get an answer from somebody that's doing that, you know, rather than like, you know, somebody on social media, who knows, they could take it the wrong way. But I think what they're doing is giving accommodations as far as, say, you know, somebody can't stand in line for 40 minutes. They can give you, it's not a fast pass, but they can give you a way to get back in. It's an alternate place to sit down for 40 minutes and you get in. I don't think it's a fast pass, probably some kind of a paper, I would imagine at this point.
Yeah. Well, because the way it used to be prior to this was you went to the attraction, they told you what time to come back.
Yeah. Yep.
But then you went through the fast pass line.
And I can't imagine that they would like not have some kind of accommodation, because it's just not right. And I don't think that they could. I think that they, even under a pandemic situation where the rules are a lot looser, I mean, you know, some people could say they don't like masks, but the rule says you have to have them. But I just think that there has to be, again, I come from an education and it's always like a reasonable accommodation for people that need
it. Exactly. Okay. Because I hadn't heard much about that since opening.
Yeah, same. You know, I hadn't either. And like, just like Mallory asked me, hey, do you got to keep your mask on the Skyliner? I'm like, I don't know. I guess you're in a little box by yourself. But yeah, severe thunderstorm warning.
I would say no to that too, but I don't know.
But I mean, like, do they want you to keep it on? Because like your air hangs out in there, but there's airflow. Who knows?
Yeah. And I think they are cleaning them. But once you get off of it, as it's going back around, they're probably cleaning them.
I hope. That'd make me feel better. Yeah. I keep hearing all the cleaning, and that makes me feel, because I'm telling you, I'm tempted. Yeah. I'm tempted.
I know. I am too. You're much better if you're going in August than me.
Yep.
That's too soon.
I know. Well, here's the deal. I mean, and my wife is, she's not wrong on this. She says, you know, if we go down, and, you know, go down for like 3 or 4 nights, come back. Because we just, Mallory wants to swim, you know, so that we go to Pop Century. She go to a pool that's open. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, we only have to pay $22. We just got to pay the taxes on the flights. They're free. That's we both have annual passes. I mean, you know, we get a great deal on a hotel room. When I think about going to our Six Flags, it's almost the same cost. It's crazy. And I'd rather go to Disney. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, I'd wish it wasn't in Florida, but that's beside the point. That's where it is.
Yeah, exactly.
But the thing is that my wife, and she made a good point, I thought she's not really joking either, is that she said, you know, as soon as we get back, we just take a COVID test and see what's up. Because actually, one of Mallory's friends did the same thing.
Weeks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my life is basically quarantine, unless you count driving to Taco Bell.
Sure. Yeah.
I live in this little cave.
Yeah. But I'm like, I was saying to my mom, I said, I think I have to go in September. You know, I think I would feel more comfortable then, you know, like middle of September.
But see, the whole thing is I go back and forth. Like I'm like 5 minutes. I'm like all in. I'm like whole. Mm-hmm. I'm so in. And then, you know, I tell myself, like, is this a good, you know, it's just what I'm saying. And I think this is a good conversation to have with yourself. Because then 5 minutes later, I'm like, is this really a good idea right now? Should I? You know, but then the thing is like, I'm back and forth on this constantly. Now I'm back and forth right now as I think about it.
Are you able to go in September?
Mallory has school, so I'm trying to get her in there before school starts. But again, if they start remote learning, then that opens up a whole lot of other things, but they don't know if they're doing I think they're going to announce it tomorrow on the 20th, so we'll see.
Oh, that's early for you guys.
Yeah, we go back to, teachers go back to school August 1st here.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Well, not this year, though. I think they pushed it back. But it used to be the first week of August. I think this year.
Wow.
Incredibly, a couple of years ago, they passed a law that said you couldn't start until the week before Labor Day. But now everything's messed up. So who knows? I know Pam's finding out tomorrow what her deal is. My wife.
Okay. Well, that's good. Then you'll have an idea of what's going on.
Yep. And I'm. Yep. Yeah. By the way, just for everybody that's tuned in, We just got a severe thunderstorm warning, so if all of a sudden I'm disappeared, I'm alive, hopefully, but there's no power. just all of a sudden, if I'm gone, it's because there's the skies are getting dark outside. So there you go.
Oh boy. Yeah. So the other thing I wanted to talk about is souvenirs, because I got something the other day that are the best.
What's that?
The Wishables.
What are those?
I think a lot of them come in the blind bags. You don't know what you're getting. Huh. But then they make a few, like, limited release. So, like, I have Mickey from the Flower and Garden Festival. I have Goofy. Well, Engineer Goofy from Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. And I have, is this me? No, this is Mickey, too. Yeah. Captain Minnie from the Disney Cruise Line.
So these are like these little stuffed animal things? I just looked them up.
Yes.
Holy cow. Wait a second now. Yeah. Hang on. I'm on eBay. That's why. I'm looking at a complete set of Runaway Railway Wishables. You know how much those things are?
Oh, no.
$114. No way.
Stop.
There's only five of them. Dude.
Because it's so hard to get.
I guess. That's crazy.
Because they're all blind bags.
I guess, yeah. No, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
They're except just Goofy, because he's limited edition.
I don't know.
They are so cute.
They are cute. I'm looking at them because I didn't know what they were. They are kind of cute. Yeah. Actually, I don't have my bag down here. But Scott, a long time ago, I don't think it's the same thing, though, but maybe. Have they sold these for a long time?
No, this is new.
Okay, because Scott
maybe
sent me
a year.
In 2016 was my first dopey, and he sent me like a little beanbag dopey that kind of looks like these things back in 2016. It's in my
computer. No, they're like mini beanbag plush.
Yeah, they sell them like at Target. These. I see them at Target sometimes.
Okay, yeah, they're a little bigger than this.
Those are cute.
Yeah, they're very cute. So now it's something else I need to look into.
But I can't collect anything else. I don't have space and I don't have money. I can't collect. I take pictures.
You have plenty
they're
of
free.
Space. You have a house.
I do have a house, but my wife, yeah, I have a wife. It says keep your junk. Quit buying junk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trust me.
That's why I live alone.
I still want to hang up my posters. I haven't got them up yet, but I'll get them up soon.
Yeah. I have so much of that too. Forget it.
I collect memories. I collect memories. They take up little space.
Mm-hmm. I collect memories, photos, and everything else to go along with it.
I listen to a guy who does a retro podcast. He says he's the collector of collections because he has all kinds of like retro toys, and he's a completionist. So once he starts collecting something, he has to get the whole set. And
he has to finish it.
He collects like the minifigures from like Star Wars in the 70s and 80s and, you know, all kinds of stuff. And it's like, you know, there's hundreds of those things. It's like nothing, you know, like plates and mugs and glasses that the like McDonald's sold, stuff like that. Oh my gosh.
I have all of that.
Yeah, maybe it's a Tsum Tsum. Yeah. That's what Beth's saying. Maybe it was a Tsum Tsum.
Oh, Tsum Tsum are smaller. Yeah.
Yeah, it's about, say it's about 3 inches. I'll have to get it next Sunday. I'll bring it down. It's in my computer bag upstairs.
Yeah. So, I was going to say, plan September to go down. I'll meet you there.
We'll see. It depends on school.
Our picture from
That'd be it. Out. Yes. Yeah, we'd have to have hands up and rocking it. That'd be it.
Yep.
Yeah, Pam's actually buying me 3 masks. They're Mizzou masks, so I'll look like Truman the Tiger, which is our school mascot.
That's great. It will be hard to wear the mask there because I'm like, let me rip it off. Let me rip it off. You know.
We'll see. I don't. I'm not a fan either. But I guess you got to do what you got to do. I'll tell you what, here's the thing. Like when I run in January in St. Louis, I can't run because I have this, it's called a balaclava. So basically what it is, it covers your entire head, like, and it covers your neck. And you pull it up and it goes, the only thing you see is like your eye, like your eyelids. So you look kind of like a ninja. It's a Nike thing. All the football players wear them when it's super cold under their football helmets.
Right.
And so, but when I run, I can't keep that thing over my face. I can't breathe. But as soon as I'm done running, I pop that thing up and it is the greatest thing ever. Now, if I was visiting, you know, if this was Walt Disney World Anchorage in January, bring on the masks, man. I'd be ready. But my God, it's so hot down there.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's been hot here too, where I am.
Oh, like the heat index today was 100. I looked down; it was 115 today. The heat index in St. Louis.
Wow.
Yeah, it's smoking. That's why I haven't walked.
Yeah,
yet.
I don't know what we have. But we were, our temps were in the 90s, so we were probably about at the 100 degree field.
It's hot.
So.
Hopefully it'll cool off. All right. Well, I got to run because we're stacking them up here on the board. So I'll talk to you next Sunday.
Sounds
we'll figure
good.
Out if we're going. All right. Talk to you later, Alfred.
All right.
All right. See you later. Bye. Bye-bye. All right. 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. So let me ask you this. A lot of folks are going down. Let's see. Morgan says she's heading down. Whoa. Let's see here. Let's get this call in. And we have our next caller. Hey, who's joining us?
Hi, Mike. It's Jenny from Australia. How are you?
Good. How are you doing down in Australia this morning, evening, morning?
Yep. Monday. Monday, what is it? 10:45.
That's right. We are a Monday morning show in Australia. I love that. Hey, hope you're doing well. It's been quite a bit since we've talked to you.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been interesting here, that's for sure. We're in the middle of what they're calling our second wave. So I live in the southern state of Victoria, and we've had an atrocious time. Our whole state is currently pretty much locked down. I live in the capital, Melbourne, and here at the moment, we've just had an order come out yesterday saying that masks from Thursday morning or midnight Wednesday will be compulsory whenever you leave the house. We're the only state in Australia where that has come into force. Our state is completely closed, so people can come in from other states, but we can't leave. Every other state is just hating on Melbourne right now. So yeah, we're going through a bit of a tough patch at the moment, I guess. But our daily case rates are only, I mean, when I say only, 300 to 400, it sort of varies from day to day, which for here is very extreme. It's the highest case rates per day that we've seen throughout this. But I know I have friends that live in Florida. They're actually like 10 minutes from the front gate of Disney World, and they were telling me that they're having 15,000 cases a day, which is just horrifying. Like, I can't believe those numbers. So
yeah, and that's one state.
In the big scheme of things. Yeah, in the big scheme of things, you know, what's going on here, although it feels horrible for us, it's nothing compared to, you know, the case numbers coming out of the U.S. where we're just looking at the numbers and just dumbfounded.
I can see that. I mean, I've always wondered what it has to look like to the outside, you know, international community when it comes to, you know, the United States. And I, you know, I'll be honest, I know we're not doing everything right. I just think that we have we have such a history with people's personal freedoms that it's a huge challenge here, because this is something that there's really no precedent for. And I know that people, like, I'm not a mask, like, I'm not somebody who wants to wear a mask. I don't think anybody wants to, especially if you're in a place like Florida, like where I'm at. I'm in the middle of the United States where it's just like I was just telling Alfred, it was 95 here today with a heat index of 115. I mean, it's smoking hot. And where I live, you don't have to wear masks. But if you go 10 minutes down the road across the river into the other county, they are required to be outside. So it's our state doesn't have a mandatory order like most states do. We're one of the few that doesn't. But it's one of those things that if you, I keep seeing from the CDC over the last 3 or 4 days, which is our kind of national arm of keeping everything safe, is that if we would all wear masks for like 8 weeks, we could really get a handle on this. But I just don't think that that's going to, I mean, you guys know, like our country's very, very divided right now. There's a lot of, you know, back and forth. And I just don't think, the last time I saw our country truly united was after September 11th. And, you know, to me, we're getting close to that point where we need something to rally behind, because that was, our country was threatened. And I mean, our country's absolutely threatened right now. My way of life is threatened. Our economy's threatened. Our health is threatened. So, you know, I'd like to see our country come together here. At least, I know it's not forever, but for a short while to kind of rally, you know, because it seems like that's what you're doing down in Melbourne.
Yeah, well, we're trying, but unfortunately we have, where we are here, there's a very large immigrant community. So unfortunately, I think the message has been lost a little bit just because not everybody speaks English. And, you know, different cultural things, like Ramadan has just finished, and all of a sudden a lot of Muslim community areas have had massive spikes in cases because they all got together to celebrate the end of Ramadan. So, you know, it's unfortunate, but then we've got, you know, the different states premiers on TV bagging Melbourne and saying that their cases are because of people from Melbourne that traveled when they shouldn't have. And yeah, it's all starting to get a little...
I think a lot of that's what's happening here in the United States. Was like, we had our on the 4th of July, that's our Independence Day, and that's kind of, you know, everybody has barbecues and gets together with family and friends and, you know, grills and drinks beer and shoots off fireworks. Man, that's what we do for our Independence Day. Maybe it sounds weird to everybody else, but that's what we do. And the thing was, is the cases shot up right after that. Plus, summer got here.
Yeah.
And if the heat and sun didn't kill it, like they were saying back in March, I mean, people just, I kept telling Pam this, my wife, when it was in March and April, I said, these stay-at-home orders, while they're great, they're not going to hold forever. You can't ask people to stay in their house forever. They're just not going to do it. And then what happened was, you know, summer started here in the United States and people are like, we're going, you know, like that's what we do. You know, people go to the beach, they go to parties, and that, you know, it's just, it takes more discipline than I think a lot of people have, because we haven't ever been encountered with this before.
Yeah. I guess we're a little bit lucky or unlucky, depending on how you look at it. We're in the middle of dead of winter here. So, you know, Melbourne winter is renowned for being very cold, rainy. We had hail storms come through last night at about 5:30. So it's an ideal time to be inside, but at the same time, there's not a lot of sunlight around. You can't get out. You're not allowed to get out. So, yeah, it's starting to really affect people. But I sat down yesterday and had some time, so I actually started a poll on the Lizards chat page about planning the ultimate Disney vacation. So, you know, I'm not sure what the next vacation will look like, but I think it'll be marathon weekend or December 2021, January 2022. So not this Christmas, but possibly next Christmas.
Let's hope this is so far behind us by then. I mean, I'll be honest, you know, my hopes, like I've said, I might go down here for just a few nights with Mallory to basically swim, to ride some rides. I want to show her the Skyliner. You know, I want to show her the stuff she hasn't seen. Is it the best idea? I don't know. Like, I don't know if it's the best idea, but I do know that right now I'm healthy and I am generally healthy. She's very healthy. But I mean, I know that, you know, we've had professional athletes here in the United States, you know, baseball players, for example, that are, you know, obviously they're very fit. You know, that's their professional athletes. But this one person from the Atlanta Braves baseball team, you know, he tweeted because he got it and he was just thinking he had 104 fever. And, you know, he thought he honestly didn't know if he was going to make it one night. He said he felt so bad. And when I saw that come from somebody that's 30, you know, I see myself as still like 22 and I'm 46. I mean, like I keep saying, oh, it's just the older people. It's just the older people. And then I keep telling, then I like, you know, reality check is like, you're getting closer to the older people than the younger people group. You got to remember that. Like, he's 34. Yeah. He's 34, and it really hit him hard. I mean, he thought it was going to get him, you know? And so that when I saw that, it gave me pause. But then again, like, you know, I've always wanted to do this with Mallory, to have a, you know, dad-daughter trip, because I did it with Paige a bunch of times. So I don't know. I'm so torn. This is such a rough time.
Yeah, and even, like, I sat up last night just looking at photos from, luckily we got Wine and Dine last year in, you know, sort of 3 or 4 months before this all started. So we were really lucky. So we got to see Galaxy's Edge, and we rode the Skyliner. Riviera was about to open, but we got to see the rooms at the DVC preview center. Mm-hmm. So we don't feel like we've missed out on too much, but at the same time, I swear I'm part gypsy, so I always have a trip in the planning. And at the moment, it's like, what do I do? Like, I don't even know if the planes will be flying. I can't look up flight schedules or get an idea of pricing. Or it's just such a weird thing to have to go through.
It is. It's totally, you know, and like Miss Kay says here from Vancouver in the chat, you know, just... I think it is unprecedented, and there's no right or wrong answer. And I've said this on the show a few times, is that you just have to do what you're comfortable with. And I think kindness is going to go the long way. You know, I keep hearing on, you know, in radio, I have two schools of thought when it comes to cast members at Walt Disney World. I mean, some probably are scared. I get this. Some are probably scared to death to be there at work because all this general public's coming through and they don't want to be exposed. But then again, if nobody goes and their unemployment runs out, they don't have a job. So, you know, I would like to go and support the economy, because it's the same thing with me. You know, I appreciate the folks who, instead of canceling, you know, maybe they have a trip for September, they tell me, Mike, I'm just not comfortable. But hey, instead of canceling, let's reschedule this thing for next April and kind of roll the dice and see what happens next spring. Like, that supports my business. And so I want to, and like, we get takeout from all the restaurants around us when we can. You know, it's just one of those things that, you know, do you not go because that way the cast members aren't exposed to you, or do you go and practice as safe precautions as you can so that they can stay employed? It's just, it's such a rough time. I just wish I had better answers.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm in real estate, and, you know, gloves, face masks, hand sanitizer. I even hand out wipes, like disinfectant wipes, to groups going through my property. You know, anything we can do. It's just a shame, I guess, that there's definitely an element here of complacency about the virus. And, you know, young people just seem to think they're untouchable. And unfortunately, a lot of these, you know, sub 30s are the ones having parties and being able to it. And it's all fun and games until, you know, it gets out in the community. So
it is. I get it. Yeah. I get it. But then again, if I look back when I was 18 or 21, I was an idiot. You know, like, I mean, I can't say I would have done anything different, because you just, you know, you're invincible at that age. You know, and I felt like, I remember spinning my pickup truck a couple times. And like, when I look back, I'm like, God, how did I live through that? I mean, honestly, like, there's times God saved me, because there were car accidents I probably could have been killed in, because I was driving too reckless, you know, and I just... You don't have the fear, because you don't have the life experience, you know, because now, you know, like, my best friend growing up was killed by a drunk driver. I mean, that shook me to the core, you know, this like 10 years ago. So all of a sudden you see that you're not invincible, even if it's not you. By the time you're my age, you know, you get it. Like, you've had somebody close to you have something happen, where maybe when you're 18, you're thinking nobody, you know, that's everybody else. You know, you're just, that was, so I don't know. But hey, you stay safe down there. It's so good to hear from you. So, man, I wish you could send a little cool weather up this way, because it is smoking hot. But winter will be here before we know it, and I'll be complaining. I'll be jealous that it's summer down there in December.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, well, take care of yourself. Thanks for calling in tonight. It's so good to hear from you.
No worries. Thanks, Mike.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, gotta love that call from Australia, from way down under. And that is so... so good to hear. Well, that's going to put a wrap on this show. I just wanted to get some of these questions that were in the live chat. Yes, I did mention this for, I think it was before, where did we get? Sean came in. Yes, you do. So the procedure for Magical Express is, now when you land, just like a regular person, I know, it's rough, you got to go to the carousel and pick up your bags, your checked luggage. You go there, they come around the little merry-go-round thing, which I think is kind of fun, because I didn't fly forever, so it's kind of an experience. You grab your bag off the carousel, you drag it down to the Magical Express, and then you just you give it to the driver and they throw it under your under the bus. Now don't forget, this is just me. Tip the driver because he's handling your luggage in this case. So do that. You know, the travel industry is hit kind of rough right now. How about tipping that driver? Then you, when you get to your resort, make sure you get your bags off the bus. I'm sure they're going to remind you of that. And then you can get Bell Services to help you to your room if you need to. The other question was about annual passes and when they start. So if you buy an annual pass, this is for Chris in Monaco. If you buy an annual pass, it does not start till first use. So yes, her husband wants to get her one for her birthday, but doesn't want to waste the days. So good news, have your husband buy an annual pass and you won't have to, it's activated and it starts when you first use it. Let's see. Brent, thanks for listening up in DeKalb, Illinois. Very kind words in the live chat. I appreciate that. Mallory cheerleads up in DeKalb, home of Tony Romo, I believe, every winter. So it's good to see that. And he says they had a trip planned with his son out to Disneyland. Happy 65th to Disneyland, by the way. What a weird way to celebrate with the park closed. But what can you do? Wade says the masks are required everywhere in Lincoln tomorrow. So starting on Monday, July 20th. Let's see here. Rick says he just got back from 9 days at Walt Disney World. Says it was great, but a surreal experience. I bet. I just don't know what to do. You know, Ms. K is just reiterating in the live chat to support your local businesses. Everybody's going through a tough time. So if we can all pick each other up, that does a lot. I can tell you that, you know, I never saw this coming with the travel agency without the Patreon right now. I can tell you that I'd really, really, really be in big trouble with the podcast. But, so many of our listeners have reached out and become patrons that this is going to make it through. We're going to make it through. And it's only out of the kindness and generosity of our listeners that I can say that. So I just want to thank everybody who supports us on Patreon, everybody who listens all the time. Let's see here. Morgan says she had a similar experience with a drunk driver. Yes. And it's God that saved. It's so true. Corinne's taken off. And let's see here. Chris says, so my wife and I have an adult trip in December. Had so many first time things we had planned to do. Dessert parties, very Merry Christmas party, California Grill brunch and more. So what's the over under for Hoop-De-Doo being open in December? Boma 2, we're in Animal Kingdom Lodge. So Animal Kingdom Lodge is not going to be open in December. So you will have to move hotels. You might be able to go to Kidani. They're putting a lot of folks that are at Animal Kingdom Lodge over at Contemporary in theme park view rooms, which is pretty sweet. Hoop-De-Doo, I don't know. You're probably not, I would say. But I don't know, maybe. Well, I'll think about that one a little bit. All right, that's going to do it for tonight's show. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back again live next Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. So if you're listening to this on the feed on Thursday, set that reminder to join us. We're going to take a lot more calls. We're going to keep them moving a little bit more next weekend. So I want to hear from a lot of folks next Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. You can support the show three ways. Book your next trip with the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. Check out all the great services they offer, and they're absolutely free to you over at themagicforless.com. And while you're there, fill out that free, no-obligation quote form, and an agent will get back to you right away. And if you mention the Be Our Guest podcast, this is your agent. It's you and I working together, and I sure appreciate that. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. That's a way to support the show that costs you nothing. It just costs you typing through that link, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon, then do all your shopping. And Amazon gives us a little commission on that, and it's a great way that costs you absolutely nothing to support the show. So please, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Use it as often as you can. And extra content, we're having polls, discussions, photos. This week we've been doing photos from the Be Our Guest Podcast Cruise 5 last summer. All the pictures I took, so a lot of stuff that didn't go up on social media. Plus, you get a free podcast, a little mini podcast called Mike in the Midwest every Thursday. Last week, I talked about when I worked at Space Camp down in Huntsville, Alabama. So become a patron, only $5 a month over at patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, time to get out of here and let you get on with your Sunday night. Enjoy your friends and family. Enjoy the Disney Cruise Line talk on Monday's podcast coming at you right now on the feed. And until we get together again, Wade says it best. If we all take care of each other, be kind and considerate, we'll all get through this. Means so much. That's good, good words there, Wade. You all stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.